This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu held talks at the presidential villa in Abuja today. Both leaders reviewed the strategic partnership between the two countries and discussed further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. Sharing his remarks during the delegation-level talks with President Tinubu, Prime Minister Modi said India accords high priority to its strategic partnership with Nigeria. He cited defense, energy, technology, health, education and culture as areas of cooperation between India and Nigeria. The Prime Minister said both nations have been working together to deal with challenges like terrorism and piracy. Mr. Modi thanked the Nigerian president for deciding to honor him with Grand Commander of the Order of the Niger, GCON. Mr. Modi stated that this is an honor which is not just for him, but for all Indians. He added that this is a testament to the age-old ties between India and Nigeria. Prime Minister Modi noted that an Indian Prime Minister is visiting Nigeria after 17 years. He expressed happiness that he got the opportunity to visit Nigeria in his third term. He said India is sending 20 tons of humanitarian aid to support Nigeria in its flood relief efforts. Mr. Modi reached Abuja last night on a two-day visit to Nigeria. Mr. Modi will travel to the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro later in the evening on a two-day trip to attend the G20 summit hosted by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. With only one day left for campaigning for the second phase of assembly polls in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra, senior leaders of various political parties are making all-out efforts to woo the voters. Polling in the two states will be held on Wednesday. In Maharashtra, 4,136 candidates are in the fray for 288 seats. Addressing a rally in Satana in Nashik, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Nitin Gadkari said the NDA government has implemented several new schemes and initiatives for the welfare of different sections of the society in the last 10 years. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra held a rally in Gadchiroli district. She claimed that the ruling alliance leaders were trying to divert attention from real issues. NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar held a rally at Sholapur. In Jharkhand, 38 seats are going to polls in the second phase in the state. Addressing election meetings in Bokaro and Dhanbad, BJP President JP Nadda accused Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren for rampant corruption and misrule in Jharkhand. On the other hand, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren, addressing an election meeting in Dumka, accused the BJP of misusing central agencies against him. Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO conducted a successful flight trial of India's first long-range hypersonic missile from Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha yesterday. This hypersonic missile is designed to carry various payloads for ranges greater than 1,500 kilometres for the armed forces. In a social media post, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the flight trial has put India in the group of select nations having capabilities of such critical and advanced military technologies. Australia, Japan and the United States today reaffirmed their commitment to support India's maritime surveillance efforts in the Indo-Pacific region while recognizing the importance of closer collaboration in the field. Host Australia and Japan and the United States held the 14th Trilateral Defence Ministers meeting in Darwin today. In a joint statement issued after the meeting, the three countries expressed their commitment to enhancing Australia-Japan-India-US maritime domain awareness in the Indo-Pacific from 2025. In a significant move to repatriate cultural heritage, the United States has announced the return of over 1,400 artifacts looted from India, valued at $10 million. The development follows the US-India agreement signed in July this year to combat illegal trading of cultural property and expedite the return of stolen artifacts. In Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy, China reclaiming the top spot on the table, China securing a 2-0 victory against South Korea at Rajgir in Bihar. China doubled their lead with a penalty conversion by Tan Chin Chuang. And that is the end of this news bulletin.